I spoke of three characteristics yesterday. I said the Vedic knowledge was buried under the heavy veil, the veil of language, veil of symbolism, and therefore it was difficult to know what the Vedic knowledge was. This has happened also to Egyptian knowledge, to the ancient Greek knowledge, and many other traditions of ancient knowledge. The knowledge was buried under the heavy veil of language and symbolism. But nowhere in the world history, as far as we know it, an effort was made to remove that veil. Right? This is what I said yesterday. But when we come to the period of the Upanishads, which was a period much after the Veda, a special effort was made. Such an effort is therefore unparalleled. It did not happen in Egypt, did not happen in Greece, did not happen in Chaldea. This kind of an effort. And it is this effort which was made in this period in India, which makes Indian history unique. It draws out a new line of development in India. And that is the importance of the Upanishadic period. Without Upanishadic period, Indian history would have been similar to the history that has occurred everywhere else. But in India, there is a new pattern of development. So the history of India cannot be understood properly without understanding what happened at this time. What was the effort that was made when the Vedic knowledge was buried, forgotten, not understood, because of the veil of language and symbolism? So I spoke of three characteristics of this effort. What was the nature of this effort? So now, this is the background. I am now giving you the clue. What was the context in which I spoke of three characteristics? These three characteristics pertain to the effort, nature of the effort. What was the effort made? What is the quality of that effort? What is the thrust of that effort? There I spoke of three aspects. Now tell me, what are the three aspects? It does not matter if you don't remember. Don't feel shy, because these things are difficult. I know, that is why I am repeating. Pardon? Good, that was the third aspect. that this effort was not limited to any one particular group of society. All sections of society, people coming from all sectors of society, they made an effort to recover this knowledge. Good, this is one answer. There is a second characteristic of which I spoke. Two more. Yes?
The intensity of the quest.
The? Intensity. Good, excellent. The intensity of the effort was tremendous. What was the nature of the intensity? There can be many kinds of intensity, no?
To give yourself for knowledge.
That is to say, first of all, to say that knowledge is so important that you can sacrifice everything for it. That intensity. Knowledge was regarded as very important, so important, all important, overarching. That is the nature of that effort, intensity. So that knowledge was supreme object. And as a result, sacrificed everything. So, supremacy of knowledge. And that supremacy was respected by a demand on the being to sacrifice everything else. Just I want knowledge, knowledge. Nor wealth, nor position, nor happiness, nor enjoyment. Knowledge. This was the cry of that period. It's the second characteristic. Good. What is the third characteristic? Anybody remembers it, Anandmayi? The effort was, I should repeat now, the effort was to break the veil. To go beyond symbolism. To go beyond language. To go behind language. And how do you go behind the language? How do you go behind the symbolism? When words are presented to you, and you say, I don't want the words, I want the reality behind the words. How do you do this? They found a method by which you can break the veil. There is a very great chapter in the Life Divine. You just note down the title of that chapter. It is called Methods of Vedantic Knowledge. Methods of Vedantic Knowledge. The word Vedanta refers to Upanishad. Upanishad means Vedanta. It's another word. Vedanta. V-E-D-A-N-T-A. Vedanta. That means methods of Upanishadic knowledge. When you find time later on in the No School to read the Life Divine, then you will read chapter number 8 in the Life Divine. It's one of the greatest chapters in the world history. Greatest. Called Methods of Vedantic Knowledge. Why is it called Vedanta? that which is at the end of the Veda. Anta means end. So, that which is at the end of the Veda is called Vedanta. Upanishads are regarded as Vedanta because they came after the Veda as the end of the Veda. Therefore, it's called Vedanta. It's a Vedantic effort. Upanishadic effort is Vedantic effort. Upanishadic system of knowledge is Vedantic system of knowledge. This is the third characteristic of this effort. A kind of a method of knowledge which was discovered, practiced, employed, so that you go behind the veil of words, language,